RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
The government has confirmed the Health Select Committee will carry out an inquiry into aged care, which was committed to in the New Zealand First National Coalition Agreement. The Ministry of Health is also beginning the second phase of its own review into the aged care funding and service model. The Select Committee inquiry will have a focus on the early onset provision and could provide valuable insights to support a funding model change. Early onset, we'll find out about that, but this is worth talking about. Colleen Singleton is a Grey Power spokesperson. She joins us. Colleen, good morning. Thank you for coming on RCR.
Pleasure to be with you, Paul.
Thank you. Now, first of all, what is the state, overall state of aged care in New Zealand? Because I know traditionally we've prided ourselves being the welfare state, looking after everybody, no one gets left behind, valuing the elders in our, you know, society for the work they've done, lifetime of commitment to the country, all of that. What's the state of the sector right now?
Well, I guess it depends who you talk to, but when we saw the press statement, we saw it as an inquiry into aged care, and that it's we believe it's an opportunity to for the committee to expand the inquiry, as it mentions in the press statement. It's the opportunity to have a debate about a strategy for older people. There's so many issues for older people, not just the dementia care, and we're very pleased to see that they're going to be dealing with dementia care. There's a lot of work to be done there. I think overall, we would say that older people in New Zealand have been a bit of a forgotten group of late, and we want to bring them back to the attention of the decision makers.
Forgotten, why do you think? Out of sight, out of mind? Is that what it is?
To a large extent, and for some reasons, maybe we just haven't been so loud with our advocacy over the last while.
We do seem to be obsessed with youth, I'm thinking. You know, Greta Thunberg and all of that. All right, so early onset dementia, interesting that this is mentioned now. I mean, dementia is dementia, onset of dementia at the age you'd kind of expect. So is this early onset a growing problem? Is it? I know nothing about it. I know of the condition, but I have no idea of the numbers. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I don't know the numbers directly either, but I guess with most people, they want to stay at home as long as they can, and their families want to care for them for as long as they can. So maybe early onset is a time when people are looking after each other, and then we start to develop the time where they need to be assisted with their care, or go into some kind of permanent care arrangement.
Right.
But that sounds to me, as from just what I hear in the general population, that there's a problem with dementia care, not sufficient services.
Right. So it's obviously a growing problem.
Yes. And the statistics show that the number of people who are getting dementia is going to grow quite considerably over the next little while.
We have a growing population, aging population, obviously, and that's a good thing. does that mean we're going to come up on short on capacity? Is that happening now? Do you hear anything about that?
Well, there's some figures about how many people will need care now and what the projected numbers are. I think you'll find that the ministry or the Te Whatu Ora are looking at that, and there may be some discussion needed about how many beds and what the services are. But generally, people want to stay at their own in their own home for as long as they can. People do not want to go to care unless they need to.
I know. I've got a 90-year-old father, and he's staunch about that still, even though he can hardly see.
Yes, but he loves his home, probably.
Well, he does. No, he loves it. He's, you know, he has told us very clearly that unless, you know, he sort of kind of can't get up, that's where he's going to be.
Yes, so, yes. Good for him. Congratulate him from me.
Well, he's got great support from his son. Right. On that one, but because it actually, you know, talking about that, it solves a whole lot of issues, or it simplifies life compared to, you know, having to go into care. And I guess, you know, he's probably been in that way for about 10 years, a decade. So,
yes,
so he's managed to be able to do that. All right. The other thing I'm wondering is about equitable access. I know it's expensive to operate aged care, those facilities, and with a growing aging population in New Zealand with limited resources, ultimately, is equitable access to aged care an issue in New Zealand?
Oh, definitely is. And when you look at the number of people who are living alone and only living on superannuation, and you know, if they have to go into care, they get the subsidy, which doesn't really cover the care. So how are they looked after? And also, if people who own a property and live alone go into care, the government subsidy doesn't cover, even if they're entitled to it.
Yeah.
And if they have to sell their property to pay for their care, but when they're in care, they actually improve and might want to go home.
They've
got a new home to go to, and they probably can't afford to buy a home now because they've used quite a large part of their capital to care for themselves. So we've got a whole lot of issues that really need to be looked at.
Yeah, and I think the Ministry of Health is looking at, that was the phase two look they were having, and they're saying that findings may inform potential changes to the funding model. So you'd be interested to hear the outcome of that, I would imagine.
Yes, yes. And really, from Grey Power point of view, we're focused on outcomes. You know, we want a report that's going to produce outcomes, not just form a doorstop.
Yeah, because I know from being involved in a business news publication not too long ago, a lot of coverage of the aged care sector, you know, they did really well. They made a lot of money, their share prices were good, and were forever expanding. So something's working for them.
Yes, that's definitely something working for them, although there are some changes going on there, I understand. You know, new residences being put on hold. So right. I guess they're meeting the demands of their market at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I guess if the scenario you just mentioned before with having to go into care and basically selling everything up, I mean, that's how it's paid for, I guess, in the end.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So do you think the scope of the inquiry that Sam Uffendill announced and the work that the Ministry of Health are doing? Oh, here's a question. What was the treatment of elderly New Zealanders? Not the medical treatment, but the psychological treatment, I guess, the caring treatment, like for them through the COVID time. Because I've heard stories from friends of mine who had heartbreaking situations where they were denied access to their family members and vice versa. Some died without having anyone with them. It makes my blood boil, even thinking about it. And I don't buy the idea that, you know, we were being reasonably safe. So how were elderly New Zealanders treated during that time in elder care, do you think?
I think it was very difficult for most of the people who were in elder care, couldn't see their relatives. I was actually in England at the time of the lockdown of the country, and it took me 4.5 months to get home again. Yeah. Fortunately, I was staying with my sister in London, so I didn't have accommodation costs. But and the same was over there. You know, I knew people there who couldn't visit their parents, who were heartbroken to see their parents die while they couldn't visit them or be with them. And that was the same here.
That's right.
Probably in most parts of the world. So I just think we've lost a group of wonderful people who didn't have it easy in their last days.
No.
And neither did their families. It's been a tragedy.
Okay, so I'll complete the question I was going to ask you and probably end on. So are you satisfied with the scope of what you've seen so far, what's coming? And is there anything else that needs to be included in either of those two, an inquiry or what the Ministry of Health is looking at? Is it overdue?
Oh, I think it's overdue. What we haven't seen is the terms of reference for this inquiry.
Right.
And that's going to be important because really, if we're just looking at one section of healthcare, we're not really addressing the real problems. People are needing healthcare just as young people need healthcare, living in damp apartments. You know, the story is well known. I don't need to spell it out. And I think this inquiry needs to broaden itself and look at many of the other issues for elderly people.
It could be that it's cheaper to insulate a house and demoisturize the house and maintain a healthy environment that way than, you know, kick the whole machinery of aged care into action.
And that could be a very good way to deal with it. And thank you for the idea. We will put that in our submission if we get invited to make a submission or else their submissions are open. But are many things that would help older people live their life more fruitfully, really, and fulfilling.
Well, I'm starting to think about that. Now, I mean, I've just gone clocked 60, still a bit of time off, but I can see it on the horizon now.
Yeah, well, now's the time to really start to think about it. We all have to downsize and prepare ourselves for our old age, and there isn't a textbook to tell you how to do it.
Yeah, good point.
It's something that you do as an individual. And it's sometimes not the most pleasant experience. But on the whole, I think older people are doing a fine job in New Zealand to look after themselves and look after their mates.
I know they are because I see it in my own situation. It's been great having you on, Colleen. Colleen Singleton, Grey Power spokesperson, to talk about that Health Select Committee launching the inquiry into aged care's ability to care for people. Well, they're saying with dementia, but you kind of want it broader than that, and also the phase two of the health, the Ministry of Health, looking into equitable access and all of that sort of stuff. Colleen, thanks for coming on our radio station.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Are you loving what you're hearing? Well, the establishment hates it, and right now they're conjuring up new ways to try and censor RCR. To ensure you never miss a beat of the hard-hitting news you've come to know and love, make sure you're on the RCR mailing list. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.